For a brief devotional this morning, I decided to share on something that a number of weeks ago, I came across this in my devotions, and it really, really hit me again, the importance of this. And it's nothing that's new to any one of us, I'm sure. And if you're like me, I constantly need to be reminded of this. Especially in the times we're living in right now. The passage is in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, I'll be reading verses 1 to 21. And this here follows right after Peter and John had met up with the lame man at the temple gate, and he was looking for alms, and they told him they don't have gold and silver, but they healed him instead. And then that created quite a ruckus and a stir among the people there, and especially among the religious leaders that were there at that time. This is what happened in Acts chapter 4, verse 1. Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them. And what they were doing here is pretty much defending what they had done and explaining, which he had explained it in the previous chapter right after that too, of what really took place here. Verse 2, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to the helpless men, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge, for we cannot but speak these things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. What I see in this passage here is a boldness that I don't think I have, but I think I need to have it. Just lately I've been hearing people talk and listening, and I've been made aware again how I think time's running out. And am I just going to go into a survival mode for myself, or am I concerned enough about people around me that I do claim the boldness that Peter and John had here? The verse I'd really like to pick out is verse 13. It's four things here that the Sanhedrin experienced that I hope people can realize when they're around me, when I bump into somebody throughout the week. First, in verse 13, they saw, and they saw the boldness of Peter and John. And I don't know about you, but I don't think this boldness just came that day or from not doing much otherwise, but I believe it was a result of much time spent in the presence of the Master. And of course they had been with him and followed him around, but now they were not with him physically, but the boldness that they had came from the time they spent with him previously and now. And for me, you know, it's something I can't just expect to want boldness and get it just by not paying attention to my spiritual walk and my daily time with the Lord. So that was the first thing, the Sanhedrin, they saw the boldness. And I had to think of that this morning. Actually, Roseanne on the way to church, we reminded me of it. She said, well, that's the boldness you're talking about, isn't it? But we were coming into Strasburg, and I expect most of you have seen this guy already, but right, we were coming up to the square, and this pickup came around, coming towards us, and he had the cross on the back, the white pickup with the cross on his bed. And I'm not sure what all. I don't think I've ever read everything that's on there, but I think it says repent and believe, and I'm not sure what all, but. Now, that's a boldness, and I don't know what that guy's like. I've never met him, but I would like to meet him, and hopefully his life is matching the boldness that he's portraying there. But that is boldness. He is definitely taking a stand. They saw the boldness. They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, and that sounds pretty much like me, I think. I'm uneducated and untrained in some of these things, and you know that can often be an excuse that we have. Well, I haven't had training for this, or my education may have only been to eighth grade, or only been to high school, but that didn't matter here when it came down to it. So they saw the boldness, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained, and they marveled. And they marveled at what they were seeing because of their uneducatedness and untrained that they were. And then the fourth thing is that they realized that they had been with Jesus. And that, I think, is the final test there for when people bump into you and rub shoulders with you. Can they realize that you have been with Jesus? And that's really what we want to be. And like I said a little earlier, in the days we're living, very uncertain times, but in all we do, may people see that we've been with Jesus. And they took that, Peter and John took that boldness and their experience with Jesus and became very passionate about their calling. And that's something that I know I constantly need to be reminded of, that as a result, these men have become passionate about what concerned Christ, the eternal destiny of men and women. And are we passionate about that in our lives? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your presence in our lives, for what you have done for us. And I pray that as we go through life, that you would help each one of us to be bold for you and be a bright, shining light for you that people can see that we've been with you through our walk and through our talk. And I thank you for this passage in Scripture and the all that's in it. Thank you this morning for the church here and for your presence here with us. And I pray that as we go into our Sunday school time here, that you would bless each one of the teachers. And I pray that we could all be challenged as we sit around and discuss your word and apply it to our lives. Thank you again for your love and your mercy and your salvation for us. We pray in your name. Amen.